Continuing our theme on issues that are certainly important to oil and gas leases and past that, our next talk is going to cover royalty updates and issues. It's going to be delivered by Ricardo Morales. Ricardo is a partner with Person, Moore, Morales, Body, Garcia, and Gutierrez. He is engaged in broad civil practice with a heavy emphasis on oil and gas litigation and transactional matters. Before practicing law, Ricardo earned his Bachelor of Arts from Rice University and a JD from the University of Houston Law Center. He is board certified in oil, gas, and mineral law by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization, and he's presented, authored, and co-authored many papers in Texas and Pennsylvania. So let's welcome Mr. Ricardo Morales. Thank you.
Good afternoon. It's good to be back in Houston, and I appreciate the committee asking me to give this presentation. It's not the first time that these issues have come up, and the topic was pretty broad that was given to me. It was royalty issues, and really there's really one big issue that's been in dispute for at least 30 years, and that's what happens to post-production expenses and whether royalties are going to be or should be deducted from royalty payments, and what does the lease say, and how have drafters tried to work around the decisions that we get back from the courts on this issue. So I'm going to start off talking about heritage, which we've all heard a lot of, but that is the root of all of these cases, all of the subsequent quick cases, including the cases that came out in 2024, will all refer back to heritage and whether or not the drafters, and specifically to the language from Priscilla Owen in the opinion of heritage, that if the royalty owners did not want their royalties to bear the cost of post-production expenses, they could have said so. And that's what drafters have been trying to do, sometimes effectively and sometimes not effectively, over the last 30 years. I'm also going to talk a little bit about some of the issues that come up in royalty audits and trying to trace what happens to the hydrocarbons and the various forms of hydrocarbons that we're seeing in production, so that a royalty owner can figure out, and if a royalty client asks you, am I being paid correctly, how do you answer that question, if you're being paid correctly or not? So what are post-production costs? Post-production costs are the costs. Let's see if I can bring this up here. Over here so that I can see this a little bit better. The cost for the lessee in bringing your production to market from the wellbore to the sales point. So starting with Heritage in 1996, the lessee was deducting transportation costs that were incurred from the wellhead to the point of sale. However, you had an oil and gas lease that fixed valuation at market value at the well, but there was a no deductions clause, which stated that there shall be no deductions for transportation, for compression, and all of these post-production costs. And of course, the Supreme Court came back and said that no deductions clause was essentially surplusage, right? That because you fixed valuation of the market value at the well, none of those costs would be incurred, and the fact that language is in there was essentially ineffective. I don't know how many lawyers in this room were practicing before Heritage or were advising oil and gas companies about what to do about those clauses, but at least one lawyer admitted to me that he read that clause and said, yeah, you can't deduct it. It says no deductions. For some people that will admit that was maybe not the most predictable outcome, but it's what we've lived with and we're all used to it and we've all learned it. And that's the guiding principle of all of the subsequent cases, which is where is the valuation point? Where do you start? What's the starting point to decide?